We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Now, were you on Twitter a lot last night after J.D. Martinez was taken out of the game?
Oh, yeah.
People lost their minds.
Do you know I was in bed with my wife, and she's like, can we watch something else? And I'm like, no. Just give it a sec here. And all of a sudden, Alex Presley comes out, and he's going to right field. And they make the announcement.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 6-0 at the time.
7-0, I believe. But I could be wrong.
Anyway, because I was lying in bed, and I was like half asleep. And I see what's going on, and I said, wow, this is kind of interesting. Do I want to stay up and see what happens, or do I want to wait and find out in the morning? And I decided to wait in the morning, and I found out that nothing happened.
Well, it only took 10 minutes. It really did. It only took 10 minutes for...
But you didn't know it was only going to take 10
minutes. No, see, here's the deal. Okay, so Rod Allen immediately said,
right,
I think he's traded. And obviously you would think he's traded. We all remember back to Austin Jackson in 2014.
Correct. Middle of the inning.
Who was taken out in the 7th inning, I believe, for David Price. Then you also hear that Victor Robles, who is a big-time prospect for the Washington Nationals, he was yanked from a game in the 4th inning. So you put 2 and 2 together, and everybody got excited. Holy hell, JD for Robles, a guy that Washington didn't want to give up. One of their super prospects.
Right.
Then you find out 10 minutes later, and Mario the whole time was kind of downplaying it. He's like, yeah, we have an update. Type back. And then after that, you look on Twitter. Oh, yeah, by the way, Robles yanked for a poor base running decision. So it was just a coincidence, and JD is not traded, and I was bummed.
You know what? When I came to work and I, put on the radio driving in and I didn't hear them talking about the trade, I was kind of bummed too.
I don't believe it took that long. You woke up and looked at Twitter.
No, I didn't. I swear to God.
I don't believe that for a second. You believe that, Tom? No.
No, it's true. Why would I lie about something like that? I don't lie. I have enough ridiculous things that I'll do. And that's certainly
you
not.
You lied about dyeing your hair back in the day.
Yeah, that was once. Okay. That was pretty obvious.
A pattern has been established.
Yes. One lie in over there in 80,000 years. Anyway, I didn't believe it. 907, you can write that down. I am sitting there thinking, all right, J.D. Martinez, so driving in, finally, I didn't get traded, and I was bummed as well. And I like J.D. Martinez.
Oh, yeah.
We all do. Good guy, it seems. Great player, or not great, but very good player. Somebody you want to build around. But you know that he ain't coming back next year. So you want him traded. But I'm not one of these that, sit there and say, wow, they have to trade him by this date. They have to. As long as they make the trades by July 31st, I'm fine with it. I don't necessarily believe that the best you can get is now.
I'm with
or
you,
or before
dude.
That. But people are just freaking out.
But, Stoney, I think people.
Avila doesn't know what he's doing. Fine, okay. If they don't make a trade or if they get hosed, then make that claim.
Yeah, but no, Stoney, think about it. Mark Lowe, failure. Mike Pelfrey, pitching decent for another team.
Failure.
We can go down the list.
I don't disagree.
It's hard-pressed. Jordan Zimmermann, despite pitching well yesterday,
failure.
Doesn't look like a great
Justin
contract.
Justin Upton's been okay.
I think Upton's been good.
Mikey Matuk.
That's another good one. Justin Wilson, he was involved in that trade. That's another
Alex
feather in
Presley.
His cap.
Alex Presley.
The point is, I think a lot of people think, and then he goes, I think a lot of people think he's going to screw it up. And then he goes on yesterday with Chris Russo on High Heat on the MLB Network.
But this is even before yesterday. People take every word he says. You ever hear, and I'm not saying it's going to happen. He could completely screw this up, all right? But did you ever hear of posturing? That's what the executives do.
I don't
disagree. Dave Dombrowski didn't say squat. Never. What's he doing? How come he's not? And then, over time, you understood that's what Dave Dombrowski
did.
Yeah,
but Tony, we're on July 18th. And yes, there's been rumors. And, now it comes out that apparently.
And yeah, we're July 18th. And the aforementioned Austin Jackson trade for David Price. When did that happen?
It happened on trade deadline day.
Okay.
John Lester happened on trade deadline day.
When did the...
Doug Fister happened on the day before the trade deadline.
When did they trade David Price and Cespedes?
Trade deadline.
Okay. Yeah. So we're not at the deadline now.
CC Sabathia, when the Brewers got him, they got him on July 14th.
Okay.
So let's not make a deal like it doesn't happen early. And we just saw the other day.
Right, but people shouldn't freak out that say he's not going to do anything.
I don't think anybody's freaking out. I think people
are just Twitter
uneasy.
Thing that you think I'm addicted to, that you are way more addicted to than I am?
I admit it.
People were freaking. You freaked out on the radio. I was driving up north listening to you go nuts. Oh, my God. Did you see what they got for Quintana? We should have traded Fulmer for that. No, we shouldn't have.
Nobody said that. See, you weren't listening, and now you're misrepresenting, and
assumed that they could have gotten more
Fulmer. Yeah, they could have got more.
How do you know? How do you know Chicago said, look, we're not trading more than two prospects?
Okay, you know what? Then you don't trade them. But if you could have got Ian Happ thrown into the mix of a desperate team and also Kyle Schwarber, you wouldn't have done it? Of course you would have.
But you don't know that they didn't ask.
I don't know that they
didn't
ask.
Okay, fine. So don't freak out on stuff you don't know about.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, because you've never done that. That's not sports radio,
I know.
In essence.
I understand.
Give me a break.
That,
come on. I think it's ridiculous that you expect people to just sit there and not freak out when nothing has happened yet. And there is this overwhelming feeling of doom and gloom that the guy's not going to get right.
I think the general fan base is freaking out.
Right. It's the baseball geekdom that I am a part of it. I understand it, but maybe it is getting older, as you mentioned, talking about yourself. Okay, then when you sit there and you go through this year after year after year, finally you sit and sometimes it slaps you in the face. Says, wait a second, let's just react sometimes to when it happens. Well, you can throw ideas and be proactive, but to me to completely go crazy, that worried that he's not going to do anything, is nuts.
First off, people have a lack of patience in general.
Yes.
Now in society.
I'm guilty too. But in this case, when there's a deadline, I have patience.
Kyle Bogey made a great point last Friday when he was on with you. They're waiting. They're just going to see if they can get back in this in the next 10 days.
I don't necessarily believe that.
I don't believe that either. But
okay, so if they get to... within a game or two under 500, three out in a wild card, and Houston comes in that last weekend before the deadline, you don't think they're going to put the brakes on?
I don't think so.
You still trade J.D. Martinez.
Perhaps.
Then other
if
guys,
you get the right thing in return.
Other guys, maybe you decide to keep.
If J.D. Martinez is still on this team August 1st, no matter where they are in the standings,
you better freak out.
Then I will freak out.
Good.
Yes.
I'll listen.
Because it's ridiculous.
Well, J.D., if they're competing and contending.
No, Todd, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
He ain't coming back.
He needs to go. He's not coming back. It would be irresponsible. Unless you're going to sell me they're going to win a World Series. If you believe that, then fine. You believe
that. I get what you're saying, and I actually agree with you to an extent. What I would like them to do if they were contending and not going to get rid of anybody else is to get something that would help this team this year for JD. Because it makes no sense to keep the other people either.
Well, of course.
It doesn't make sense to keep Justin Wilson.
If you're going to get rid of JD?
Yeah.
Yes. The bottom line is, listen.
So you should be saying that about all three guys.
Fine. Him and Avila, too.
I'm fine. They should trade them all.
I'm willing to be convinced of that.
So even if they win every game up until July 31st, then it's still get rid of them all.
If I'm Al Avila, I don't think they can win the World Series or get to the World Series. Yeah, I would trade them all.
I think you can make an argument that Justin Wilson might be able to get you more than JD Martinez.
He will be able to.
Yeah, so you should be more adamant using his name right now.
He's under contract for another year,
though.
You
can trade him in the offseason, a left-handed back end of the bullpen
guy. The reason J.D. Martinez is there because you're going to lose him for nothing.
Right, but where was this opinion on Ndamukong Suh with the Detroit Lions?
I said they should have franchised Ndamukong Suh.
You guys are missing the point, I feel.
We've let so many players walk away, and all of a sudden there's all this JD freak out. What was this with Max Scherzer?
It doesn't mean you have to continue to let it happen. And the Tigers screwed themselves with Max Scherzer. He turned down their deal.
Wait a minute, though.
Mike Yelich got hurt.
Wait a minute, though.
And that was it.
Under the same thinking, the Tigers should have traded Scherzer that year.
During the season?
Yeah, at the deadline, because they were going to lose him.
No, well,
they were legitimately going for a
World
Series.
They were a much better team,
point.
Though. That's thing. Different.
They were
that's
a
apples
very
and
good
oranges.
Team, Tom,
was that 2014?
Yes.
So that was the wild card loss to the Orioles.
Yeah, but they had Scherzer, they had Price. They had three really good pitchers going in.
They thought
they could win it. Well, we all thought they could win it.
Wouldn't this be one of the greatest just get in and see what happens of all time?
It would be great
based on that, because if that team got swept, and then if this team were to somehow make it and do something.
In 2015.
Just shows you how fickle baseball is.
In 2015. And Tom, see, I think you're being a little disingenuous because you want to sell too. But in 2015, Dave Dombrowski, when they were three games out after a win against Tampa Bay, said, "We are selling." That shows self-awareness. And they got a ton for their who they sold. Now, will they get the same? Probably not. But you need to sell.
Here's my thing, though. If you're saying that JD's got to go no matter what, then I'm getting rid of everybody. Because you're not going to do anything this year. So get rid of them now.
That's fine with me.
Maybe the Verlanders and the Cabreras. No, you can't until the offseason. But anybody that can help anybody that's easy to trade without a bunch of money hooked to them, bye.
Tom over there and Bogey had the same opinion. I mean, these guys have this opinion that Al Avila is waiting to see what happens in the next week and a half before he decides if he's going to sell. He knows he's going to sell. Okay, come on. Al Avila is not inept. He knows he's self-aware. He understands this team is not going to do anything, and the most prudent thing to do is trade your players and prepare for the future.
I agree with you to an extent, but I think he's playing both sides of the fence because he can play both sides of the fence. He has the power here. So he's laying the groundwork out there. He may even be gaining value on a few players based on his comments yesterday, because all of a sudden other teams are like, well, whoa, maybe these guys aren't available. And in the meantime, he's got time. He's got 13 days to sit here and wait it out. I think a crucial date in all this, let's say that they play three more games against the Royals and then three against the Twins.
Correct.
Let's say they go 4-2. I think the target date then becomes July 27th, which is an off day. That will bide more time to July 27th. If they were to go 2-4 in the next six, I think on Sunday night, they're coming home and saying, we're putting the word out that everybody's available.
I think he's talking all the time. I think I have no idea. None of us have any idea that he's trying to get the best deal possible that he's going to want to sell. Now, ticket text and tweet, the Hatchet Man, David Hull, from our afternoon show. He believes that it's okay to panic now based on Al Avila's past track record. I understand that. But my point is, I am not convinced, despite what the White Sox did, and I give them credit for doing what they did, that the best value is going to be, you know, now. I think the best value, especially when you hear for J.D. Martinez, that the Rockies and the Diamondbacks are interested. So Al Avila, smartly, in my opinion, we waiting to see if he gets bit up. Now, if it's proven that he's an idiot and they get crap for him, then you know what? Shame on me for not freaking out. But I'm sorry. To me, I don't think it's necessarily the time to freak out.
I have no issue at all with him waiting, okay? Get whatever deal is the best deal. And yeah, I believe too that once you can start using teams against each other,
yes,
then yeah, you're going to get a better deal. Not to mention, team gets hot, maybe a third team gets in it. You know, all of a sudden the Tampa Bay Rays want to buy players. I'm not saying they'd be interested
supposedly
in JD
Justin
Martinez.
Supposedly they're interested in Justin Wilson.
Exactly. Washington still needs bullpen help. They could still be interested in Justin Wilson.
Even though they got two from Oakland, they still want more.
All I'm saying, boys, and I believe this, and this is, I think, our disagreement, is Al Avila knows right this second at 9:25 on July 18th that his team will sell.
I agree.
No matter what happens.
I agree with you.
No matter if they win the next 10, they're selling. They should sell.
I disagree with that.
And it's okay.
I disagree with that.
If you're right, Al Avila should be out of a job.
He's prepared to sell, but he has not 100% committed to selling.
Tom,
now, with the point you guys make about J.D. Martinez, that he has to be traded no matter what. If you're saying that, I just don't get why you don't do Justin Wilson, too. Because you're not going to win anything with when you lose J.D. You're not. Unless you get an everyday player back in return.
The point is that you may be able to get more for Justin Wilson in the offseason.
Justin Wilson.
I think a closer gets you more at the deadline.
Or at the deadline next year.
The next deadline, then.
You don't know. Look,
he's one of the guys that is fine. Like, if you're telling me Justin Wilson or let's say Justin Verlander, okay, you do Justin Verlander now because his value is probably the highest it's going to be, because moving forward, I don't think it's going to get any higher. And if it's true that the Tigers are willing to spend a little money to get rid of him, then you do it. The bottom line, Tom,
I will say this, where you're right. I think if Justin Verlander gets traded, that you're right on this. And I'll give that to you, that because you have to be prepared in advance to make a deal like that. It's complicated when you're moving money.
They're ready. And if they're ready, it means he got the okay from management.
Like Alex Avila can't just sit down on July 30 and say, I'm trading Justin Verlander before tomorrow. That's not going to turn around that quick.
Chris Illich has to give the okay how much money we're willing to eat. I mean, it took him for a long time for them to eat Pelfrey and eat K-Rod, all right?
So, low, too.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, guys, don't forget that we would be talking about none of this if the Tigers had not won the last three games. We would be obviously...
No, we'd still be talking about it.
Not this conversation. This is a conversation, do you believe Al Avila still is going for it? And the answer is no.
No, I don't.
But Tom kind of does. And that's what we're kind of disagreeing on. You can't let three wins, two against the last place or second to last place team in the Blue Jays, get in the way with what's right for this team. They've had 90 games. They've had 90 games to get it right, to figure it out. And with everybody brought back, with the exception of Maben, they didn't do it. So the time
I'm
is
sorry,
now.
Sorry, Zimmerman and Sanchez and even Boyd, they're not going to, and Verlander, they're not going to be able to sustain.
We provided proof earlier in the show of teams that have, teams have gotten has hot.
It has happened. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah, but those are exceptions.
They are, but it can happen. There's five or six of them in 30 years.
I could go out right now and play the Powerball tonight and win it, okay? It can happen. I can go out and get the voice of Kermit the Frog. It could happen. There's a lot of stuff that could happen that's not going to happen.
I just provided something that I said it's happened five or six times roughly in the last 30 years. So something has happened 20% of the time.
It could happen. There's probably more.
20% of the time of all the teams?
And then you used Powerball odds.
Okay, that's fair. How about this? I can go out, give me something of the same odds. It's not going to happen.
You breaking 100 on a legitimate golf course?
Is Glen Oaks legitimate?
I mean, it only took me two times to beat you this year. How many times have you played this year?
A lot. I'm not very good. What do you want from me?
Ticket text 97136. The fact no big moves are made in the offseason is proof that nothing else will be done. End of argument. I say I disagree. Nobody's freaking out but you people on 97.1, mainly Bogey and Rieger. That's from Nick.
Fair.
Jeff, why on every show do you just get berated for your wacky takes? That's from Tony.
Great.
Every month we push back the date of when we freak out. Tigers should not trade Miggy. That would be bad luck. He's one of the MLB greats of all time.
Don't worry. They're not trading him
because nobody wants the contract. And Valenti on a show yesterday said he wants the Tigers to set the market and is peeved that the White Sox have made all the noise and the Tigers haven't. Thoughts. They look, I understand that argument, but obviously Al Avila did not think that they could get the value that maybe the White Sox got for Jose Quintana.
Well, the White Sox also had better people to deal. Go back to Sale and Adam Eaton in the offseason.
Yes.
Those guys are studs. They got a lot of prospects in return.
Controllable
studs. And Quintana's a guy that, I mean, is controllable, he's cheap, and the Chicago Cubs are so freaking desperate. And by the way, since the deal... They swept the Baltimore Orioles. I think they won again last night.
Yes, they did.
And Quintana was amazing in his debut with the Cubs.
Well, you knew the Cubs were going to turn around anyway. The Orioles just completely, their pitching staff's worse than the Tigers.
I got one more quick ticket text. This is geared towards Tom. And you know what? Maybe I should just give in that Tom's right, because this ticket text makes so much sense. Look at the Cleveland Indians in the movie Major League. They won. LMAO. Point made.
They're not. You think the Tigers are taking naked pictures or pieces of every day? All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.